We present Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melly, and Philip Williams in
Hancock Now.
To me, to you. Mind the rose bed. Round your end. Careful.
Wait. Now wait a minute. Watch the lawnmower. Now wait. Let me get a better grip. Right.
There. Hup. To you. To me. Wait a minute. It's slipping. Skipping. Andre, quick. Andre, help us grab the middle, quick.
I got it.
Now all together.
Little. That's it.
Now,
slowly down. Careful. Don't drop it. Slowly now. Gently does it.
There. Well done. There's no doubt about it, Bill. This is the biggest marrow I've ever grown.
Yeah, she sure is a beaut, huh?
But you don't have to keep weighing it every day. You're disturbing it.
I must keep a check on her progress. How much did she weigh this morning?
Let me see. 8 stone 7¾ pounds.
Hello, she's gained another couple of pounds since yesterday. What's the measurement, Bill?
Length, 5'4".
Good, 1½ up.
Circumference, from top to bottom, 38, 24, 39.
Yes, we'll have to fatten that middle out if she's going to win the vegetable competition.
Or you could leave her as she is and try for the Miss England title.
Less levity, if you please. Vegetable growing is a serious business. It's about time I won a prize. I've been trying long enough.
But you won first prize in the pumpkin competition last year.
I did not. They disqualified me. Well, not me, my pumpkin. Some evil-minded person spread the rumor that I'd been pumping it up. Just because I stuck a little rubber patch over where Bill dug the fork in it. Still, I'll get me on back this year. By the time this marrow's finished growing, there'll be nobody in the country who can touch me.
Oh, what about the man next door? He's entered for the competition, and his marrow is nearly as big as ours.
Never. Not in the same class. He does not get annoyed, you know. Particularly when I lean over the fence and ask him how his cucumbers get known.
I wouldn't be so cocky if I were you, Tub. There's 3 more weeks till the competition, and a lot can happen in that time. Next door's determined to win, you know. You want to watch him when he's pretending to weed his garden. A crafty look round, a dozen snails sail over the fence.
Ah, he's been doing that for years. What he doesn't know is that I sharpen their teeth up and throw them back.
Hello. Look at that. Speak of the devil.
There he is. Look. Looking out of his bedroom window.
Morning. 5'4", 8 stone 7 and 2 growing.
That's an arch him. Look at him bashing his wife.
Well, come on, Tony. Put the marrow back in his bed.
Careful now. Don't bruise it. There's 50 quid prize at stake here. Yeah, I don't like the color of that patch of skin there. I'll have to get the sunray lamp on that bit.
You'll be needing some more fertilizer.
Yes, I want 4 grams of rock phosphate, 5 ounces of muriate of potash, 1½ pounds of potassium, 2 bags of leaf mold, 7 grams of sulfate of potash, 6 ounces of phosphorus, and 2 gallons of sulfuric acid.
Sulfuric acid?
That's the spray is next door.
Tony, that's cheating.
It's either him or me. I've set my heart on winning the town council vegetable competition this year. There's nothing else in my garden that'll stand a chance. My tomatoes are right off this year. Look at them. They wouldn't get a second glance in the grape section, they wouldn't. As for me beetroots, well, I ask you. All root and no beet. And I'm disgusted with me dwarf beans. I'm really brought down by me dwarf beans. I'd expected such a lot from them, and what happens? A green fly sits on one and you can't see it.
Where did you go wrong?
I don't know. I did exactly what Fred Streeter said on the telly. Plant your beans, he said. Put a pole in next to them and spread plenty of fertilizer. And what happened?
What?
The pole started growing and killed all my beans.
So now if you'll just...
Oi, you!
Tony, there's a man looking over the back gate.
Oi, you! Podge!
Podge?
Open the gate! Let us in, mate!
Who is it?
Might be the dustman.
Can't be him. He came yesterday.
Are you sure?
Yes, there's his trail of rubbish up the Carlton Park.
Well, go and see what he wants.
I say, can I help you?
Yes, mate. I'm from the council. I've got a little bit of work to do in here.
Work? It's a bit late, isn't it? It's half past three.
I know.
You're taking a chance, aren't you? You want to watch it, you know. If the others find out, they'll be out like a shot. What do you want to do?
A little bit of surveying. Just let me come into the garden. Yeah, one second, minute.
Yes, but I...
Hold this tape measure for
a minute.
Stand up against the fence.
You must...
Let's see. 6 yards from the fence. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's it. Now, I'll just knock this stage to the ground. Don't pull it out, will you? That's it. Good day, gentlemen.
Just a minute. What's all this in aid of?
You got the leaflet through your jaw, didn't you? We're widening the road. We're taking 6 yards off everyone's back garden along here. A workman will be here in the morning. Dig it all up. If you want to keep that barrage for you, you better move it.
Barrage for you? That is a meadow.
Oh. Well, leave it there. We'll chop it up for you.
Chop it up? It's tied with a meadow?
Well, it can't stay there, can it? Right in the middle of where the road's going to be. It'll have to go.
It's stopping where it is.
But we are driving a road through here.
I don't care if you're driving the Queen Mary through here. I'm not moving me meadow.
And I'm not moving me road. My workman will be here first thing in the morning, and if that meadow's still here, we'll have a crane on it.
We'll see about that. We'll see about that. Now, kindly leave my garden.
Now, look here, you don't seem to...
Leave my garden.
Go on before you get a face full of King Edward.
I'm warning you. Dig it up. Or we'll chop it up.
Ah.
Conkers.
Boy, what a nasty character he is. I don't know how I stopped myself from taking a poke at him. I was shaken with fury.
I know. That dustbin you were hiding him was rattling for the dreadful.
Well, what are you going to do about the marrow?
Well, I'm not moving it, that's certain. I'm not letting that bloke next door win the competition with that stupid little marrow he's got. Look at it. Lying there with that smug look about it. 6.5 yards back from the fence. Hand me that stick, I'll move it up a bit.
No, Tony, you mustn't.
Well, it makes you sick.
Look, if the council wants to build a road, I don't see how you can stop them.
We'll protest. We've got our rights. We pay our rates. Occasionally.
Certainly, I'm going to have a go. I'm going down to the town hall and have a word with the mayor and see if there's something I can do about it.
It's a long time, Tony. What do you think is keeping him?
Our rates.
Mr. Hancock.
That's me.
The mayor will see you now. We'll go straight in, please.
Hello, boys.
Sydney.
Hello, Mr. James.
What are you two doing here?
We've come to have a talk with the mayor.
Well, go on. I'm listening.
You? The mayor?
Well, there's my bicycle chain hanging around my neck.
How did you become mayor?
Well, I...
Where's the old mayor?
Well, he's...
What have you done with his body?
I was elected. I decided to put up against him this year.
Oh, a straight fight, huh?
Yeah, me and him up a dark alley. Of course, you know, it's dead handy. All the building is done in this butter. I get the final say-so, and what firm gets the contract?
Oh, I see. You give it to the lowest bidder.
No, the highest bidder.
And who's that?
Deluxe Buildings Limited.
And who runs that?
Me.
You wait till the Monopolies Commission hears about you.
Oh, they know all about me.
They do?
Yes, I'm a chairman.
All right, what can I do for you? One of your hired men has just been round to my house and told me you intend to lock 6 yards off the garden.
That's right. We're widening the road.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's going to stay narrow, Bobby Meadow.
What are you nattering about?
Me meadow.
What meadow?
Let me explain. On this 6 yards of ground you wish to chop off, at harmlessly, doing no harm to anybody, there resides, minding its own business, a giant marrow. Still growing. 8 stones, 7.5 pounds in weight.
8 stones, 6.5, cub.
see all this worry. It started losing weight already. He's got to stop. Think of me, £50 first prize. Nobody's touching that marrow until after the council's vegetable competition.
I can't cancel the road. You'll have to move the matter.
I refuse. The marrow stays where it is. You move it over my dead body.
There you are. I knew there was a solution. Goodbye.
Oh, I see. That's how the way things are shaping, is it? Cajolery. Officialdom raises its ugly head. The bureaucratic machine is on the march. Innocent marrows are being ground into the dust. This could be another 1984. I warn you, I shall fight.
There's nothing you can do about it. Both your house and your garden are council property.
Yeah, but the marrow's not.
Doesn't matter. The ground it's growing on belongs to us.
Yes, but there's a clause in the Rent Act of 1939 that says, I quote, no one can be turned out of their place of residence without being given suitable alternative accommodation.
So?
I submit that this clause also applies to marrows.
Of course it doesn't.
Oh, yes, it does. That marrow is a resident of the borough. It's living on council property.
Yes, but it don't pay rent or rates.
Yes, well, I know it doesn't.
Well, there you are. It can qualify for residential privileges. It hasn't got a stalk to stand on.
Oh, yes, it has.
Why?
As the marrow's legal representative, I hereby claim squatter's rights.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let's have a look at my council bylaws. Now, let's see now. Dog tracks, pinball arcades. Oh, here we are, marrows. Ah. What sort of marrow is this?
Well, it came from the seed of a marrow called Cucurbita maximum espanol. Originates from just outside Barcelona.
That's in Spain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just as I thought. It's an alien. And it's not registered. You'll get a deportation order soon in the morning. I want that marrow put on the next boat back to Spain. Otherwise, it'll be dug up and transplanted in the prison allotment at Dartmoor.
On what charge?
Illegal entry.
Illegal entry, me foot. I bought it in a packet of 100 at the co-op. In the horticultural department. Check it up on me divvy number, if you like.
I don't care, that's my ruling. It's a foreign alien from another country. Therefore, it cannot claim those rights that are accorded to a marrow of British parentage.
Oh, yes, it can.
How?
Any foreign national residing in Britain for 6 months or more is subject to British law, civil rights, and taxes.
So?
My marrow was planted on December the 28th, 1954. It has therefore been resident in this country for exactly 6 months and one day.
Yeah, and if needs be, we'll find an application for British marrowship.
On top of that, the marrow code of this country is part of the Anglo-Spanish trade agreement and is therefore a representative of the Spanish government.
Well,
so I claim diplomatic immunity. Now what are you going to say?
Dig it up. The road's going through the mud.
This could lead to an ugly international situation.
I don't care. Shift it.
Very well, but I'm warning you. I don't intend to let the matter rest here. I shall take my case to a higher policy.
It was just wait here in the lobby, Mr. Hancock. Your member of parliament will see you in a few minutes.
Thank you, my man.
Tony, don't you think you're going a little too far with this thing? Coming to Parliament over a marrow.
It's not just a marrow. It goes deeper than that. It's interfering with the rights of the individual. The marrow is only the beginning. Don't you see the British way of life is in jeopardy? If they're allowed to take away bits of your garden like that, there's no telling where it'll end. They'll want to widen the road another 2 yards next year. And another 2 yards. And then another 2 yards. Before you know where you are, there'll be a set of traffic lights over your dining room table. And a zebra crossing up the hall.
You're right, Cub. This marrow will stand as a symbol of the little man's defense of his freedom.
Oh, Fed. Well, Fed, they're not going to get away with it. Besides, it's the competition. That bloke next door heard about the trouble. He's laughing all over his face. He's a sadist, that man. He delights in tormenting me. Do you know what he said to me this morning? Do you know what he said?
No.
He leaned over the fence, looked up at my marrow, and with that horrible smirk on his face, he said, I bet it won't half squirt when the shovel hit it. I got my own back. I blacked both his eyes and rammed a flower pot over his head.
Mr. Hancock?
Pardon?
Mr. Hancock?
Yes?
Your member of Parliament will see you now. Straight to that door.
Ha, yeah. Good. Now we'll see some action. The wheels begin to turn. This is the man who will decide the fate of me marrow.
Good evening.
Oh, my poor marrow. How did you get here?
On your MD.
I didn't vote for you.
Well, done with you, Master Dunn. Because I got in, I got 58,933 votes. Shows you I'm popular, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm sure it does, Mr.
Churchill. Fred Churchill. Oh.
Yes. Well, good luck. Now, I want you to see you about... I want to see you about... By the way, what party do you belong to?
Oh, I don't know. None of them want me. I don't feel awkward. They won't let me sit on either side. I've got a little chair of my own right in the middle.
Yes, well, look, you see...
It's quite lonely out there.
Yes, yes, I'm sure it is.
No, mate, never ask my opinion on anything.
I'm very sorry. All I want you to ask...
I never once had the whip out for me.
Well, you're going the right way about it. Now, listen.
Yes?
I've got a big marrow.
Lucky thing.
Exactly. Well, my local council want me to dig it up so they can build a road.
I see.
Yes.
Yes, I see.
Yes.
Yes, I see, yes. Yes, I see.
Yes. You finished?
Yes. Oh, good.
Well, I maintain they have no right to touch it without my permission.
Mm.
And as my MP, I want your support.
Oh, that's brilliant. I can make this the subject of my maiden speech. Because I haven't made it yet, you know.
Well, that's all right. A lot of them haven't.
I know, but I've been here 17 years. They all pack up and go home when I stand up.
Get away.
Yeah. They'll have to listen to me now, though, won't they? I mean, this is important, isn't it? I mean, it's really important. You give me all the details so I know what I'm talking about.
Well, there aren't that many.
No, come on. Stop messing about.
I'm not messing about.
Yes.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I mean, there isn't much to say, really.
No.
Except this giant marrow that I've invented for the vegetable competition. Well, I'll give you some idea how big it is. Here you are. Here's a photograph I had taken standing next to it.
Ooh, yes. Which one's you?
Which one's me? That one there, of course. No, wait a minute. I tell a lie. Wait a minute. No, it's the other one, that's me, isn't it? Yes.
Say it.
No, I was right the first time. No, it's that one. The one with the ears. That's right, that's me. Which one's me?
Ooh, with enough a big one, isn't it?
Well, that's the point, you see. I mean, I'm
oh, wish I could grow marrows as big as that.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Now you see why.
Well, I'm a keen gardener myself, you know.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it. Now, what I want to know is, if the council insists on building their road through my back garden...
You ought to see my knobby Brussels.
I'd love to, some other time. Now, you see, this road...
You know...
Oh,
you know, people don't believe their Brussels sprouts.
No?
They think I've tied a few dozen cabbages on a clothes prop.
Yeah. What's the penalty for squashing an MP?
No, don't be like that.
Now, look... What are you going to do about my marrow?
Well, I'll tell you.
Thank you. What?
Nothing.
Nothing? You must do something. You must do something. They'll dig it up. You've got to make an issue of it in the Commons.
Well, I'd love to, but I've just remembered I can't.
Why not?
They're moving me up to the House of Lords tomorrow. I knew they'd get rid of me somehow. But between you and me, I really don't want to be a lord.
Why?
Well, I only live in Ballam, and I'm a jar walking down the high street with a crown on the head. I'm sorry about your marrow. Mm. I would like to have helped.
Yes.
I hope you win the prize anyway.
Yes.
You must come round and see my dad sometime.
Yes, I'd love to.
I'll give you a bit of Marcella. You love it. It's all crunchy. I'll give you a cutting off with Delphinium.
I'll give you a clipping on the ear.
Thank you.
Not at all. Goodbye.
Bye. Get out of
here. God. Dear, oh dear. House of Lords. They must have meant the House of Wax.
Well, it looks as if you've lost your marrow after all, Tony.
Nope. I'm not giving in. You're right, Tub. Keep fighting. If Parliament can't do anything about it, we'll just have to go higher still.
Anthony Hancock, Royal Subject. Anybody in? I want to have a word about Romero.
Off it's gone, clear off.
All right, all right. I was only asking. Keep your busby on. No go, Tub. No.
I told you, the flag's not up.
Well, now what do we do?
Well, there's only one chance left to save the mirror, Tub. Take it to court.
Crown,
murder, Bangkok,
Marrow.
Round
two. Presiding judge, Lord Chief Justice
Lennox. There are one or two points in this case that I should like to elucidate. Will Mayor James please stand up?
Morning, Judge.
Your face is familiar. Haven't I seen you here before?
Yes, Your Honor. Three times, old town.
Really?
Yes. A 6 months, an up proven, and a warning.
Well, now, you wish to build a road through Mr. Hancock's garden.
That's it.
And he won't let you because he's got a marrow growing there.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. What is a marrow? Now, no, without that, it gets you in the newspapers. Well, now, the evidence that has been put forward so far amounts to this. On the one hand, the matter is growing on council property, and it pays no rent and can therefore be evicted. But on the other hand, as it were, so to speak, it has been classed as a squatter. And on the other hand, again, being a Spanish class, it is submitted that as it has no passport, visa, or entrance permit, it could be treated as an undesirable alien and could therefore be deported. And then on another hand, again, diplomatic immunity has been claimed. Gentlemen, I have carefully studied your evidence at great length with five of my learned counsel. And as a result, we have arrived at the considered opinion that prior to coming to this court, both you, Mr. Mayor, and you, Mr. Hancock, have both been out on the booze up. Silence in court. However, I urge you to give a decision on this matter. And the court is now adjourned while we retire to my chambers to consider the verdict.
Hey, Andre. Ah, there you are.
Bill, I didn't see you in court.
No, well, when they got to that stuff about deporting undesirable aliens, I thought I'd better leave. How's it going?
The judge is out considering his verdict.
And where's Tony?
Well, he's over there, chatting to that barrister.
Of course, this isn't the first time I've been in court, you know. I didn't think it was.
Oh, it's you. Yes. Well, I haven't seen you for a week.
No. Where have you been?
How long have you?
You haven't got much of a tan, have you?
No, well, I.
You should have taken your wig off.
Yes.
But as I was saying, I've been here before.
Have you?
I was nicked for collecting betting slips in Hyde Park.
Get away.
Well, of course, I denied it.
You didn't imagine.
I told them I was the keeper and I'd lost my stick with a spike on the end. Anyway.
Yeah.
Be that as it may.
Yes, what?
I like that. Be that as it may.
Yes,
I'll remember that.
Does it speak?
Yes. I suppose so,
yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
They brought me in.
Yeah.
There was the judge sitting in the box with the crest on.
Mm.
Just like a command performance.
Yeah.
Well, I was second bookie on after the drunk.
Were you?
Well, he heard the evidence and he glowered.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, hello, I thought.
Yeah.
Hello, I thought. So right. He's going to make an example of me, I thought.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, hey. He said, were you or were you not? Because they took it.
Oh, no, they
took all the time.
Oh, yes.
He said, were you or were you not collecting bets for next Saturday's derby?
Yes.
And I said, yes, I was.
You admitted it?
I admitted it. Mm. Well, that settled it.
Yeah.
A mean look came over his face.
Yeah.
Sort of enjoying it, he was.
I know, yeah.
Triumphant,
yeah.
You know. He picked up his pen and dipped it in the ink. And do you know what he gave me?
What?
Three tanner up and down cross doubles, then he to come one and fix on the link.
Well,
gentlemen, we've reached our decision in the case of the Crown versus Hancock Meadow. My learned friend and myself are of the opinion that both parties are in the right. The road must be built. But Mr. Hancock is equally entitled to refuse to allow his Meadow to be destroyed.
But what are we going to do then?
It's quite simple. The road must go through and the Meadow cannot be moved, so there is only one possible solution.
What's that?
You must build a bridge over it. Keep still.
Mind the Meadow.
Bring the pole driver over.
Watch the Meadow.
Unload the bridge.
Don't touch the Meadow. Make sure they clear the Meadow.
Well, Tub, you did it. A victory for the little man against the tyranny of the bureaucrats. Cost him £1,500,000 to build that bridge over your Mara.
And with the town council's vegetable show being held next week, you should be very happy.
I'm not.
Why?
The Mara's dead.
Dead? How?
That perishing bridge. It kept the sun off it. It's laying out there like a shriveled up gherkin.
Johnny, now that horrible little man next door will win the £50 prize after all.
No, he won't.
Why not? The council cancelled the competition.
But why?
The bridge was so expensive they can't afford to hold it. Good night.
With Jenny Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Audrey Nelly, and Kenneth Williams. Incidental music was composed by Wally Stott and recorded by the BBC Augmented Review Orchestra, conducted by Harry Rabinovich. The script was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and the program, which was recorded, was produced by Dennis Lay Wilson.